It's time for Chat with a Cat. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290, and it is brought to you by Carl's Jr., and we thank everyone for joining us on this Thursday. We have a special guest today, probably one of the most renowned former Chico State athletes who proudly calls Chico State his school, Chris Wondolowski, the all-time leading scorer in Major League Soccer history, who is coming back for his 17th season with the Quakes. Chris, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, how does someone, I'm going to start right out, how does someone from Chico State become the all-time leading scorer in MLS history? It was easy, right? It was just an easy, easy transition, right?
Absolutely. No, but I would say, yeah, perseverance is actually probably the one that rings home the most. I think that was the thing that kept me around the league and also what keeps me going, too. And so I think that, you know, being coachable, being a good teammate kept me around the league, and, you know, the perseverance just kind of kept it going.
You know, when you look at your history, and we're going to get into Wando's time as a Chico State Wildcat and him giving back, especially after the campfire. But I want to get into how you advanced in the professional ranks, because you're one of the great success stories for a lot of the kids who are told they can't do it or this is what you can't do. You were never a guy who focused on that. You were a late round supplemental draft pick. In the MLS, in the developmental team player, one of the league's now most feared scorers. But you spent five seasons as a reserve with San Jose and Houston, and then finally had your breakout season. And I want to ask, I mean, did it ever get frustrating for you? You were playing at the professional ranks, but you were having maybe the success that you thought you should be having during that stretch of time for those 4 years or so.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, to be honest, it was a bit of a mixed bag. I absolutely loved every second I was, especially in my early years, and just being part of the team. And I was very fortunate, especially when we were in my rookie year, 2005, we won a Supporters Shield. And the next 2 years, we moved to Houston, but we won back-to-back championships there. And so just to be on a fantastic team, I learned so much, and I gained so much information. And so I think that's extremely valuable now, and it kind of gives me the legs that I need now, because I wasn't used much in those early years. And so it was a little bit frustrating at times. You always want to help out the team any way you can, and you want to be a part any way that you can be a part to. And so it was frustrating on those in those lines, but I honestly enjoyed coming in every day. I enjoyed practice, I enjoyed the grind, and I'm a strong believer that there's many different paths and roads to your final goal and destination. And, there's obstacles that come along the way, but it's the journey that makes it special.
What led to your breakout season? Was there departures from the team? How did the break come about?
So, yes, that's actually a good one. I was traded back in the middle of 2009 from Houston back to San Jose. San Jose had a new expansion team and was traded back. And so 2010 started, and I was not lonely on the totem pole, but I was about fourth on the depth chart on the forward line. And so I didn't get in the first two games, and then we had a U.S. Open Cup game, a play-in game. And so it wasn't a league game, and we actually all three forwards ahead of me were injured. And so two hamstrings and I think an ankle. And so that kind of just opened up the door, and I came in and I started that next game and I scored. And confidence is a funny thing. Once you see one hit the back of the net, you start to believe it. And it was 2-3, and I scored my first four games consecutively. And so it was just it snowballed from there. And I truly had this belief. There was also a luck. It was just one of those things where everything I touched seemed to go in as well, and that also helps with the confidence. But it was one of those things that I just really needed, to have that belief in myself, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
We're talking with Chris Wondolowski, of course, former Chico State Wildcat and all-time leading scorer in the MLS, who rode that opportunity from being fourth on the depth chart to 18 goals and the Golden Boot Award in 2010. I mean, first of all, one, you're just looking to get on the field, and two, a few months later, you've got the Golden Boot Award. That had to be amazing.
That was. That season always sticks out of it. 2012 probably is my favorite, but you know, I think that one just kind of, it gave me the confidence I needed that I belonged out there. I always played to not make a mistake, and, you know, I just wanted to be a part of it, and I think that was a big driving part of, you know, why I was successful, but why I could never break through, I think. I think I, you know, in 2010, it was finally one of those, it was just a time where I trusted myself. I knew I was going to make mistakes. I knew, you know, there was going to be times I was going to miss, but I had a teammate, actually, that kept harping into me, the good will always outweigh the bad. And so it was something that really helped me along the way.
Your 2012 MVP season, you scored 27 goals. And I would imagine you kind of look back on that year fondly because of the fact that, it, you know, for to have an MVP campaign like that, things have got to line up correctly. You've got to have a great support system in place, and you've got to be playing at your apex. And it really felt like you were that season.
Absolutely. You know, and I do. I look back so fondly on that year. But the reason, honestly, it's not the accolades, it's not the goals. But this was probably the driving force of why those other things came about, was I had so much fun that year. Just our locker room, our team. We had guys that were just blue-collar, journeymen along MLS, guys who had been cut, traded. You know, teams told them that they didn't belong, and we were just all kind of a bunch of misfits that bonded together. And it honestly reminded me of my Chico State days of 2003, where the team just came together. And when you are enjoying yourself, it's not a job, and you want to get better. You want to continue to try to push yourself. And we had a lot of fun, but we were also probably some of the most competitive guys as well. And so practices were just as intense, but I think, again, that's what helped push us. And I right now just have a huge smile on my face just thinking of all those great memories and all those great friends that I got to make along the way as well.
Yeah, at Chico State, of course, Chris Wondolowski helping lead Chico State to the national championship tournament. We are going to take a quick break right now. We'll continue our conversation with the all-time leading goal scorer in MLS history, who's getting ready for his 17th season. I got to see what I thought was going to be his last game. I was sitting on my couch. I was jumping up and down when Wando put the header in extra time. I was going crazy. I was deflated and depressed when it didn't go. We're going to get into all that. We're going to talk about the decision to come back for another season as Chat with a Cat continues right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Welcome back to Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290. Our special guest today is former Chico State Wildcat and all-time leading scorer in Major League Soccer, Chris Wondolowski. And as we touched upon last segment, Chris, that playoff loss, that was one of the most exciting games I have seen. I would imagine it's one of the more exciting games you've been a part of. The passion, the energy, the drive, the fire that you were showing at times in that game, and the earthquakes not giving an inch. And I mean, it was your last rush. That was it. If you don't score in that situation, it's over. And you're down 3-2. You put the header in to send it to a shootout. Your thoughts when you're playing in that game as an 8 seed and almost toppled the top seed?
Yeah, a bit of a roller coaster, as you mentioned. You know, going in there, they're the top seed. You know, and rightfully so. I think that they're always a great team, and so it was also kind of interesting. That was the first time we got to play in front of any sort of fans. So they only had about a quarter capacity there. And so to play in front of fans as well, it just had that extra little energy and boost. And so I think that's where you saw some of that passion come out. But, you know, I was so proud of our team. You know, we went down early, but then just to come back and, you know, got the lead again, and then we gave it up, and then just literally to the last second, you know, keep going, keep driving, keep pushing, keep having belief. It was pretty amazing to score at the last second. Obviously, I wish we would have pulled it out in the shootout. That was a bit unfortunate, but it, you know, it's always a shame to end it on there, but it was a great ride.
You know, and so we're watching the end of that game, and everyone going into that game is thinking, okay, it's been an amazing run. It's been an amazing career. The indications that you were giving were that this was going to be it, and it's not. Explain.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about that decision to give it another go.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of interesting. I've always said I wanted to go until the wheels fell off, and you know, I just have this love and passion, and I realized that's not going away. You know, and so I always wanted to kind of put a time limit on it, or, you know, I think it was just more for me, myself internally, to make sure I could wrap myself around it, you know, that, okay, you know, this is probably the end. I understand it's almost like a metaphor where I feel like my car doesn't have the lug nuts on the wheels. And so the wheels aren't going to fall off at any time. I just have to embrace myself for that. But I got to the end of the season. I felt like I still had some gas left in that tank. And I don't know, I just felt like I couldn't quite give it up yet, and I still had that drive. And even during this off season, it was a pretty focused, driven, goal oriented, you know, which off season, which hasn't necessarily always been the case. And so, oh no, I'm very excited, and yeah, looking forward to this year.
You met your wife Lindsay at Chico State, and I believe she was a volleyball player here at Chico State. How'd the conversation go? And did she know that you were thinking about this or leaning toward this? And you had conversations before this that maybe this is going to be it.
Yes. I met my wife Lindsay. She was an all-conference volleyball player at Chico State, so she understands the athlete's mind, I think, and you know, I think I rely on her so much. She's my rock, and so it's great to bounce things off of her, and she's always a straight shooter. It was good, but she always had the message was, keep if you're enjoying it, keep going, do it. I feel bad because it is so tough on her, you know, especially preseason, we're gone for a month, and then even during the season, traveling and things. And so, I definitely wanted her blessing, and she was all about it and wants it. And she's the one that helps push it and keeps it going as well.
You've appeared and been on 35 U.S. men's national teams. Talk about that experience. I mean, in a lot of respects, that's what a lot of, I would imagine, American soccer players want to do and be part of. And you have been part of that. What has that experience been like?
An absolute honor. You know, to be able to represent your country, it was something special, and it will always be some of the fondest memories. And again, be able to make some great friends from there as well. And you know, it's surreal to me. You know, I still consider myself as, you know, just a normal kid, or, you know, like a kid from Chico that went to Chico State, and, you know, get to call Tim Howard a friend, and Michael Bradley, Clint Dempsey, and Landon Donovan, you know, guys that I consider friends now. That's mind boggling to me, but, pretty cool. And it was an absolute honor to be able to represent my country for World Cup. Obviously, I wish it would have ended a little differently, but it was, still something that, wouldn't change for the world. And it was, a special moment.
Not only is Wando the all-time leading scorer in Major League Soccer history, 166 goals, that's 21 more than Landon Donovan in second place, which is just an amazing figure, but also an MLS record 45 game-winning goals. So you've got the clutch gene in you, Wando. And talk about the clutch gene. I mean, I'm giving you the moniker, so you don't have to say you're giving yourself the moniker. But the clutch gene, 45 game-winning goals.
Yeah, I mean, that's That's pretty cool. That's the one. That's the one record that actually really means a lot. And you know, because that's why you score. You score to try to win the game. And you know, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter if you're scoring and losing. You know, 5-3, and you know, you get a hat trick and lose. You know, so that's why that one does mean a lot. I like that one.
We're speaking with Chris Wondolowski, all-time leading scorer in MLS history. All right, we're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk with Wando. I know this is what he's aching to talk about, is his time at Chico State, because
absolutely,
he is fired up to talk about the times that he enjoyed here, and we will get into that as you're listening to Chat with a Cat. It's right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Back with Chat with a Cat. Chat with a Cat. Easy for me to say here on KPAY Sports 1290. And we're speaking with Chris Wondolowski. We appreciate his time on this Thursday afternoon. All right. I understand that you had offers to a track scholarship at UCLA, and your passion deep down, the belly was burning. You wanted to play soccer, but no one really wanted you to play soccer. They wanted you to play. They wanted you to run track. And so, basically, how did you get to Chico State, and how did you become a Chico State Wildcat?
Oh yeah, I mean, that's kind of true right there. So I love sports. I played baseball and soccer were the two main. And so when I got to high school, I was playing those two, and got to my junior year and it kind of got to the time where I kind of started to have to choose, you know, baseball wanted fall ball, and, you know, with club soccer ran in. So long story short, I chose soccer, which I was very excited about. But then I also was my brother's carpool, so I had to wait for my brother who was finishing freshman baseball. So I wanted to do something, so I did track as well. So I wanted to do track my junior year, and I ended up being better at track than I was at any other sport. But the problem was I just didn't have this love and passion for it. I love the meet. The meets were incredible. I would do a meet every day. Practices, that's not my thing. I did not like track practice. And so I think that's probably where we fell off. Our love-hate relationship for track was probably practice. But I still enjoyed it. I loved the grind. I ran a mile and the 800. I ran a 1600 and 800, and I ran a 415 mile. And so that got interest with UCLA. And that was the main one. They wanted me to go there, or, you know, hope to go there and do cross country and track. And there was, you know, but I was not getting recruited at all for soccer. But that was my love and passion. I wanted that. I wanted to continue playing. I thought I could. I had a couple of D3 schools that maybe would let me do both, do soccer and then soccer and track. And then out of nowhere, I was down. It's called Nomads Tournament down in San Diego, and with my club team and Michael Malley. There's a lot of coaches. It's called College Showcase, but he happened to see me there actually through a friend, Keegan Fischeri, who Michael Malley played soccer with, who is a Chico State alumni, and so Mark Fischeri. And so we happened to be on the same team. He kind of pointed me out and helped that, and so got me a trip to Chico State. And so I went in the spring and I wanted to check it out. And so this was my first recruiting visit, and I, you know, pretty much my only one, but I was driving up, and I'd never been to Chico, and I'm driving up and I'm on Interstate 5 and I'm thinking, oh no, where am I going? What am I doing? You know, and I get to Chico, and I have a couple buddies that were a year older that were on the team, Dustin Tong, and he took me around, and within an hour, I was in love. I fell in love with Chico. He took me all through campus, and that was even before our practice. And so I was able to practice, spring practice, and I thought I showed well. I thought I did well, and Coach O'Malley, after, he told me that he wanted me and recruited me, and that was my only offer, and it wasn't even an offer for a scholarship. It was just a, we want you on this team. Will you come play? And it was, you know, it went home, and I was all about it. I fell in love with Chico from the moment I laid eyes on it, and with no regrets, and I, yeah, still this day.
How long did it take you? How long did it take to sign on the dotted line?
I'm pretty sure about. I'm pretty sure my dad would not let me. He wanted me to at least talk to him for 24 hours. So I think I would. I think if Coach McNally would have put it right there, I would have signed it. But I think I waited a full 24 hours, and because I was already late into my, it was already my senior year of high school, and this was probably like April, and so all the big signings, all like the signing day letters of intentions were already done. It was literally just trying to go on the rosters for the next year, so I'm very grateful for that.
It's so funny because you talk to current Chico State coaches, and they say if we want someone, we just got to get them on the campus. We just got to walk them through the campus. And for me, Wando, it was basically the same experience. Like I'm going, driving around all the state schools looking, and I walked through Chico. I said, this is it. I mean, I don't even want to put in paperwork for any other schools. This is the place. And it's so great to hear. I mean, it's a common theme for those of us that love Chico so much. The fact that you walk on campus, you're here an hour, and you're saying, "Yep, this is it. This is the place." I haven't even been on the soccer field yet, but
I haven't been to Upper Bidwell or Monkey Bay. Yeah, it would have been fall in love with all of Chico. It was beautiful.
So you're here, and you then become part of the program, and then you really become a real big piece to the puzzle. What was so great about the men's soccer program here, and what was so great about playing for Coach O'Malley?
The thing I loved about the soccer program, it felt like a family. It was a brotherhood. The alumni came back, and we're talking about alumni from, you know, 60s, 70s, and they were involved. They were there. They would come to the games. They would, you know, be helping and giving advice. It was – they, you know, they took you into that family, and you know, it was my freshman year, even just at Mountain Camp, I was just in awe of these guys. I thought that, you know, I think the biggest transition was just how big, you know, I was going against seeing guys like Jesse Grigg, who was a monster to me, and you know, just seeing how aggressive they were, and but I thought it was amazing, and they took me in like family, and I loved every second. And even to this day, I still, you know, it is a family. We still talk a lot. We have a whole alumni group chat, and I have a bunch of different threads with all these guys, and it's fun to talk about every sorts of aspects of life with these guys.
Wando led the team at Chico State in 2001 with 10 goals, also had 6 assists in 19 games played. Played 19 games in 2002. With 12 goals and 7 assists, and then it was the magical 2003 season. I'm sure you have incredible memories, and there's so many things that you can just call upon from 2003, but what are some of them that stand out?
Again, just the friendships I made. It was an unreal year like I never really had, because coming off 2002, we had one of the worst years, I think, almost in program history. You know, we're almost like 5-12, or you know, something awful. It was not a great record, but we showed up to Mountain Camp, and a lot of it was the same group. About two-thirds of it was all the same core group, and I have a journal that year. The only time I ever kept a journal, and I kept a 3-month journal, and it's unreal the things that I was writing my journal before the start of the year, and it was to become, you know, to make it to the Final Four, or, you know, it started off to win the CCAA, to make the playoffs, make the Western Regional playoffs, you know, make it to Final Four, make sure, you know, for myself, individual, you know, try to become first team all conference, you know, all American if I can. And you know, but also to talk about these stories throughout, and you know, and have them written down. And it was funny, Robbie Busick, who is a really good buddy, he was also a co-captain. We were kind of comparing, this was probably about 5 years ago, but again, about 15 years after the fact. And it's mind-boggling how accurate we were to kind of speak it into existence. And to we just had this unreal, this motivating bond between all of us. And we knew we were going to be successful without having any rhyme or reason why we were. And I think that's what made it even more special.
21 wins, 5 losses, a draw, and for Wando, he played 26 games, 12 goals, 8 assists. Chico State won the CCAA title, and he was a second-team All-American as Chico State played in the Division II championship game. Your career, I mean, 84 games, 101 points, 39 goals, 23 assists. When it was finally all said and done, was being a professional soccer player in the offing, was it something that you believed you could do? I mean, of course, bad question there because you wouldn't be it. But no. but is it something that you kind of were, you know, I think I can do this. I'm going to give it a try. Or was like, I am determined. I don't care where I'm playing. It could be on rocks somewhere. I'm playing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a bit of a mixture. I knew it was a huge pipe dream, and I really did believe. And it's funny, we all had a going on debate in our what we call the soccer house, and you know, in a MLS game or even in the English Premier League game, would you be noticeably different? Like, I always felt I could fit in. Like, you wouldn't know a difference. I'm definitely not standing out, but like, so that was always my argument, and I always had a strong belief I could just at least fit in. And to be honest, I think that's what helped get me there, but also kind of held me back for my first couple of years, is that I was excited just to be there, and I didn't want to make a mistake, and I didn't want to, you know, be that guy, you know, to make the mistakes. But I just had to trust what got me there, and it finally kicked out. But I think it was a bit of a mixture, because I did want that dream, and it took a lot of hard work, and it wasn't necessarily given the platter. It kind of, you know, a lot of winds and turns, and but I think that's also what makes it more special.
And you also played for the Chico Rooks in 2004, an all-star, the Rooks MVP. You led the team 17 goals, 10 assists. So did that help propel you, knowing, hey, there is kind of another level, and I'm shooting for an even higher level than this, but to have so much success when you did play for the Rooks?
Absolutely. You know, I think that one of the best attributes that Chico taught me was how to compete. I think that the CCA is one of the most underrated conference. It's incredibly difficult, and we had the likes of Dominguez Hills and Kai Kamara was there. He was just a freshman, I was a senior, but you know, to knock them out, that was a huge deal, and it taught me how to compete day in, day out. And the Chico Rooks was the exact same. It showed me that, you know, these are men playing the game. You know, these aren't kids anymore. And, you know, at college you start to realize that, but I think that was the first time where I was like, okay, this is real now. This is, you know, this is men. And so you better bring your game. And I think that helped just kind of help me, you know, put a little chip on my shoulder and an edge, and help me get there.
How great is it to know that you're the top goal scorer in MLS history, and Kai Kamara's in the top 5, and you're both CCAA guys?
Love that. Believe me, we talk about that quite frequently. Every time we see each other, it's we've actually been able to develop a great friendship, and you know, I'm so proud of him, what he's done, you know, both in the game, but also now off the field as well. He's doing some great things in Sierra Leone, and really, you know, be an activist, and you know, love what he's doing, but also still representing the CCAA as well. So proud of him.
When we watch you on television, and the matches are sometimes over, we see you on the sidelines, walking the stadium, talking to fans, signing autographs. Why is that an important aspect to your career?
It's a huge aspect to my career. The whole reason I do that, or I like to do that, is I went to a class game when they're playing at Spartan Stadium, and I waited. I was probably like 10, 11 years old. Yeah, 11 years old or 12 years old. and made the game, and Troy Dyack came after and signed, you know, like walked and signed my hat this one time, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. You know, it was like my all-star baseball hat, and so it was had this big autograph on it. Still had to wear it all through summer, sweat stains everywhere, but that was my favorite hat, and I love that. And so that just always stuck with me, and if I wasn't lucky enough to be out there on the field, I would still be a fan. I would still be going to those games. So I would be right there with them. I just happen to be able to, you know, shoot a ball a little bit more accurately, I guess. So that's about it.
There was a couple of days after, you know, a couple of weeks, I should say, after the campfire, and there was such depression and despondency and an entire town wiped out. And you came to Chico and you ran a free soccer camp for kids who were impacted by the campfire. What was that experience like for you? I mean, you sound like a guy who is so connected to community. You loved it. You love and are so proud of your Chico roots, your North State roots. And to have something so tragic happen to an area where you called home for so long and had so many great memories, what was that experience like for you?
It was, you know, absolutely heartbreaking, you know, just the circumstances of, you know, how, what happened, and to hear some of these stories, it was, you know, gut-wrenching. And, but I have to thank, again, Robbie Busick, you know, former teammate, and his wife as well, Jessica Busick. They still live in Chico, and they have a food truck that, you know, it's more of a hobby for Robbie, but he was at the Walmart and trying to feed people, and you know, he reached out, and Enrique Tadeo was also one. So these guys were the ones that really headed it up, and they called me. I was in an instant, and again, so proud of these guys just to want to come up with it. And you know, selfishly, it was amazing though to kind of reconnect with these guys and just to see how quickly and for a good benefit it all came together. And it was amazing to share the field with them again and to do the coaching. And again, just to see some smiles, you know, along some of these kids' faces, you know, it's incredible. And the things that just melted my heart was just the parents after, you know, a couple parents just saying this is the first time they smiled and, you know, a week or two. It's so happy to see that. And again, it, you know, literally brought tears to my eyes, but it was something that I was very fortunate enough that I get to spend that with my friends. And, you know, it was something special, and really, really loved doing that.
Chris Wondolowski is our guest here on Chat with a Cat, right here on KPAY Sports 1290. All right, last question. You did mention that you are coming back for another season. I had imparted that, you know, I said, oh man, a tough playoff loss in his final game. He gave it all. He had that amazing goal at the end. You're coming back for another season. But I do want to ask, have you thought about your plans for your post-playing days? And if indeed the fire is not maybe burning as brightly, but it is still burning at a simmer, Is there something that involves soccer that you still might want to do?
Yes. This game has given me so much. I'm so fortunate. You know, it's part of me. I want to try to be a part of it and give back any way I can. My idea and my hopes and dreams is kind of starting this. It's called Wando Soccer, which actually the logo was from a guy from Chico, Upper Park Clothing, and played with the Chico Rooks, Jamie Wilhite, and he came up with designed the logo, and they've kind of helped with that. But it's more, I would love to be want to be a coach, and so I don't necessarily would like one club. I would love to be able to have my services for all and try to do, you know, whether it's finishing clinics or camps, or just to help with the curriculum for other coaches, or, you know, just any way, shape, or form. You know, I think that's kind of my thought right now, and I'm hoping to add on to that, but that's kind of where it's headed right now.
Chris Wondolowski has been our guest, one of the great and ultimate success stories in Major League Soccer. He goes from a late-round supplemental draft pick to the all-time leading scorer in Major League Soccer history. He was the 2012 MLS MVP. He scored 166 goals, 45 game-winning goals, has had 35 appearances on the men's national team, and he went from Michael O'Malley spotting him in San Diego after he'd been offered track scholarship, wanting to play soccer, hoping to get the opportunity to come into Chico State, helping lead them to unprecedented heights, and has had one of the more incredible professional soccer careers in sports history, and one of really a Chico State legend. He is in the Chico State Hall of Fame. He's in the CCAA Hall of Fame, and we thank him for joining us this afternoon. Wando, it has been a pleasure, and continued success. I am selfishly, your fans are very excited to see you come back for another season. We were kind of bummed it was going to end, but we are very excited that it's at least another season.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means the world. Thank you so much.
Chris Wondolowski joining us on Chat with a Cat right here on KPAY Sports 1290.
The Big Carl has two juicy charbroiled beef patties, melted cheese, and classic sauce. It's what you order from Carl's Jr. when you want a big meal, a big, beefy, melted, cheesy meal. And with three juicy charbroiled beef patties, the really Big Carl is back. It's what you order when you want a really big, meaty meal, a really big, charbroiled, beefy meal, a really big, beefy, melted, cheesy, juicy, tasty. You get the idea. The Big Carl and Really Big Carl at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.